been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And as you all know, these are live shows, and tonight I am waiting for my featured author to call in the event that he doesn't call in by quarter after. We will make this an abbreviated show. So right now, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here while we're waiting for Mr. Shawn Watson to call in. I have not heard from him, so we're going to say a prayer that everything is okay. But I have not heard from him. So in the event that he does not call in the next 15 minutes, this will be an abbreviated update show. So while we're waiting, I just want to let you know that this has been a great, great month. The first author that we showcased was Svetlana Kim. Great lady, great book. Check out the show here in the archives, of course. And last week was Hezekiah L. Montgomery. I want you all to do your Google searches, get to know these authors, and really support them. Get their books. Talk to them. Ask questions. I tell you, no matter how many ways the world is changing and things are getting so automated and things, there's nothing like a good read. There's never anything like a good read. And I was really looking forward to talking to this young man tonight, because he wrote a book that's geared towards women, and at 20-some-odd years old, he has advice on how we should move forward from our heartaches, kissing our heartaches goodbye. So I was really looking forward to speaking with him because, as always, my advisory panels and people were very interested and up in arms, you know, ready to get some questions answered. But in the event that he does not call in by quarter after, this will be, as I said, an abbreviated show. So anyway, tomorrow morning will be our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday morning meditation. This week's theme and topic is Killing Me Softly. This is a very heartfelt and very, very intense show that's coming up at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And of course, for those of you who are not up that early, you can always hear it in the archives. And next week, we're rounding out our author showcase month with a return author. Michelle Patois is coming back. She was here about 2 years ago when she debuted her first book. And next week, she's scheduled to come back to talk about her brand new book. And we have some great things coming up with Healing Through Hurt and the Wall Foundation Incorporated. I just want you all to know that coming on October the 4th, I'm doing a relationship recovery and self-esteem teleseminar / webinar. And this is all about starting over. Where do I begin? This is a series of teleseminars and webinars for your new life. If you're in that place where you may have been with someone for 5 days, 5 years, you know, 50 years, and suddenly you find yourself alone, you find yourself single, and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to begin. If you had a bad breakup, that's what this series is about. I'm offering a free teleseminar / webinar on October the 4th, starting over, Where Do I Begin? And I tell you all, if you all know my story and you followed my story and how healing through hurt came to be and the birth of this, you know that I've been through quite a few fires. And for me, this is something that I learned a lot of lessons. I had to bring all of those lessons with me. And I really do want to share the knowledge with you. Is it an easy road? No, it's not an easy road. I don't want anyone to think that it is, because it is not. But we're going to make it through this. We're going to move forward, and I'm going to help you figure out how to do that. And this is all about your life. Now, one thing that I can say is the fact that each one of us will be participating in that program, because the end, where we ended up, is the same. Our means are different, but how we came together, we're all there because of a breakup. We're all there because we're starting over for whatever reason. And some of the topics that the series will be covering will be divorce recovery, starting over after that breakup. So that means if your boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, you're starting over. And we're going to talk about how you learn how to discover the new you, because the old you, a lot of times that person has been destroyed and broken down and broken into a trillion pieces that just cannot be put back together. So the whole purpose of the seminars is to help you pick out the best pieces, put those together, and create something new. And we're going to talk about charting your new plan for your future, because you're going to be living life your way, doing things the way that you want to. And of course, we cannot have any program without self-esteem repair, learning to let go. We're also going to talk about something that I can't really say us, because I'm pretty good at this for a host of reasons, and you'll learn a lot more about that on October the 4th at our free session. But forgiveness, trust in dating again, when you're ready to take that leap of faith. You know, I just started dating again back in June. My divorce was finalized in December of 2010, and I took that time to heal and to learn who I am now, because the person who I was no longer exists. And we have all types of programs for women and young ladies of all ages. And we also welcome, when we do our open forums, we also welcome men to come in and share their stories. So again, coming on October the 4th, that's a Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., I am hosting a free teleseminar and webinar. All you have to do is contact me, and I'll give you the contact information. You can email me at healingwithmaria@yahoo.com or contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to send me a personal message, but I'd like to keep all of our emails kind of condensed, but you can also write to me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. But again, this is a free seminar coming up. You can call in, you can join me online, It's free. Sit back from the comfort of your home. You can listen in wherever you are just to get that boost that you need to spark that fire within you. Because if you're ready to take that leap of faith, I'm ready to walk that journey with you. And of course, we have so many other things in the works. A new music program, if you're in the Maryland, Baltimore area, I've been talking with a wonderful gentleman. Music is his passion, it's his life. He teaches music, and Lord knows the foundation has quite a few instruments, and we are looking to start a brand new program. And for those of you who are just joining me here tonight in the call query in the chat room, thank you so much for being here. My scheduled guest was to be Shawn Watson. He is the author of Kissing Your Heart Goodbye. I have not heard from him. He did not call in. So if he doesn't call in within the next few moments, of course, this has been an update show, which they're always good to do. And of course, if there's something on your mind and you'd like to talk about it, our number is 646-478-4726. And of course, for those of you who don't know, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And the Wall Foundation Incorporated is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. We have so many programs in the works right now. I don't want to bog you down with them right now until they are solidified and ratified in the whole nine yards. But the Wall Foundation's original mission was to help at-risk youth and their families. But I soon realized that, you know, in working with at-risk youth before I even founded the foundation, I realized that if children were going back to broken homes, they can be fixed and feel better while they were under our care and in our programs. But if they go home to a broken home, it's almost like going backwards. So therefore, I had to increase the programs. So now we do deal with the abused, domestic violence survivors, people who are going through it. We work with people all over the world. We have helped people all over the world. So that's what the foundation is all about. And of course, if you'd like to get involved or you'd like to support us, we have several ways you can do that. First and foremost, you can join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, sponsored by or presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. If you join us there, there's a donate button there. You can also check us out on the main website, thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 202-618-2556. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And as I said earlier, our contact email addresses are healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to write to me personally, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. I created Healing with Maria especially for my life coaching sessions and things. So you can always write to me there. If you are on Twitter, we're wall_foundation there. And if you're on Google Plus, join us at the Relationship Recovery Group there. We are growing. We support one another. This is a group. We're very diverse. We have male and female members. We have a lot of love, honor, and respect for one another. And a special shout out to my meetup group, The WOW, Women of Wisdom and Worth. A special shout out to you. And a shout out to all of my wonderful supporters and listeners. Thank you so much, so much, so much for being here. And as I said, sometimes things like this happen where guests cannot make it, or for whatever foreseen, he may have forgotten. I don't know, but for that, I'm sorry that he's not here this evening, but we are giving you some updates that I always love to do to keep you all in the loop on things. And of course, I'd like for you all to know that if you ever write on Facebook or Twitter or the Relationship Recovery Group, I am the person who you are actually talking to. I monitor the social networks personally. If it is not me, you will know that you're talking to a staff member or one of our volunteers, but more than 98% of the time, you will actually get to talk to me. But as I promised you, within 15 minutes, if our guest did not call in, I have not heard from him, we will make this a special update show, opposed to having our guest. So again, forgive me. I'm sorry for that. On his behalf, I'm apologizing to you all. But as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So again, thank you so much for sticking it out with me, waiting for our guest to call in. Tonight, my guest was supposed to be Shawn Watson, the author of Kissing Your Heartaches Goodbye. I did not hear from him. I am praying that everything is okay. But again, join us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Give us a call, 202-618-2556. Our emails are contact at thewallfoundationinc.org, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, and of course, mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. You can write to us at Post Office Box 272. In Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And on Twitter, we're wall_foundation. And as I said, there's several ways if you'd like to get involved or if you'd like to support us. Your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current law here in the United States. So, again, this is an abbreviated show. Our caller did not call in. So tonight I will be saying, have a wonderful weekend prematurely. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our Sunday morning meditation. Our theme and our topic is Killing Me Softly. And our inspiration for tomorrow is 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 3:17. So again, I'll see you back here tomorrow morning for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall, saying have a blessed and wonderful evening. Remember to pray it and pay it forward. Pray it and pay it forward. Go to the mirror and tell the person you see, hello, beautiful, sexy, dynamic, smart, successful, wonderful me. Because every now and then the person you see needs to hear that reinforcement to make it through their day. So until tomorrow morning, I'm Maria Wall, thanking you for being here. I'm so sorry that our guest did not call in, but things happen, and this is what happens when you do live shows. So until tomorrow morning, be well, be blessed, and I'll see you again soon.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do ba ba da do da. Do do ba ba da do. Do do ba ba da do da. I don't know what I should do. I always thought that you would love me. I always thought that you'd be true. And now I'm sad, you're feeling lonely. I don't know what I should do. Do do ba ba da do da. Do do ba ba da do.
All right, ladies and gents. That ends our broadcast evening. As I said before, unfortunately, tonight's guest, Shawn Watson, did not call in. We pray that he's okay, but I will see you back here tomorrow morning for our Sunday morning meditation, and next week at our regular time here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, where my special guest will be returning author Michelle Poitras, to talk about her second book. It is a continuation of her first book that she debuted here on Healing Through Hurt about 2 years ago. So until then, as I said before, have a wonderful remainder of your Saturday evening. Have a wonderful remainder of the weekend. I will see you back here tomorrow morning, bright and early. And if you miss any of our shows, feel free to catch them in the archive. So until then, I'm Maria Wall, your most appreciative host, saying have a beautiful, wonderful, and blessed evening. I'll see you soon, Lord willing. Bye-bye.
Oh, pretty baby.